The views and opinions of the host and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday. It's finally Monday. Monday, and it is October 28th. And it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today as we actually have some discussion on what is happening at the end of the week. We have a friend of mine's who is here in studio, and I also have some guests who is calling in so later on in the show, around about 11:30. But in studio today, we have Ras Bingi Charlie. He's no stranger to the show. He's been here before, Rastafarianism, and also talking about the movement and the history of a particular sect, which is, like, let me make sure I do Naya Bingi Order, and it went in great detail with that. But this year, or this month, this November, Charlie? Okay, November is a big event in the Rastafarian community. And he did mention it to me the last time he was here, and I said, man, come back and give us some information on it. Because now I find the Rastafarian community is now being inviting all Bahamians wide to participate and celebrate with them in their trod. And I found that fascinating. And I said, okay, come and invite and inform us as to what exactly is happening. This year, it's a commencement or a celebration of the 94th commemoration of the coronation of Haile Selassie and his wife, Empress, forgive me again. Directly inside the mic.
Empress Menen.
Empress Menen, right? And I wanted to know more about that. So let's get the first history. Who is Haile Selassie and Empress Menen? And why are they significant inside the Rastafarian community? And then we'll talk about this celebration and this 94 years and stuff like that. Go ahead.
First of all, greetings. I greet all, one and all, in the sacred and precious name of I and I, Lord and Savior, Kitomari Haile Selassie I. I also greet them in the sacred name of Her Royal Highness, Empress Menen Aswa. One perfect love to one and all, Haile.
Go ahead, continue.
Emperor Haile Selassie I is, as you would know or don't know, one's out in Radio Land, is I and I, God and King. We recognize him as the embodiment of the Almighty in flesh on earth. He was coronated and revealed himself to the world as Haile Selassie I. Previously, he was known as Ras Tafari, but in 1930, he fulfilled prophecies and accepted onto the throne of the Solomonic throne of David in the name of Haile Selassie I, meaning might of God, power of the Holy Trinity. That is significant to I and I in the Rastafari community as the most significant day because it's a twofold in that His Majesty got coronated for his modernized black man to ascend to ancient throne. Thy Majesty got coronated in the ancient rites, the ancient Hebrew and Judaic rites, fulfilling prophecies from the Bible, from Isaiah 5. And also, it is significant because from this event gave birth to the Rastafari movement worldwide. So I and I in the Rastafari family and community commemorate this event and regarded highly and respectively at university.
So let you say it's the whole community. I know in the Bahamas there's different sects. There's Nyabingi, right. And of course there's the Bobushantes, right? And then there's Hausa Rasa, which is the umbrella group for the two sects, and they're different independent Rastafarians in the Bahamas.
Right.
And when you say this date is important, is it important to all Rastas?
All, because this day to the Rastafari is the most significant day, because this is the day when 72 nations came before Our Majesty and bowed and recognized him as a rightful ruler. These nations were not nations like Caribbean countries of Latin America. These were not nations that were colonialized. These were the colonial masters, nations of Europe, nations of Asia, the America. These were the nations at the time that ruled the world. And only two nations, two black nations, were there at the time. That was Ethiopia and Haiti.
Haiti gone all the way to Africa to this coronation?
Because Haiti was the first black free nation in the Western Hemisphere outside Africa. Haiti has a significant place in the annals of the black man's story. So Haiti was represented there. And this is where, in the time of the colonial era, when white supremacy was rampant.
What year this was, the coronation?
1930,
okay.
So black man is being crowned king. When black men is subjected to inferiority all over the world, but His Majesty is the one black man who was superior to all these races and stereotypes, because where black men was looked upon as second-class citizen and shut out, His Majesty rose above all of that. His Majesty went to places that black men had to go through the back door. His Majesty walked the red carpet. His Majesty stood and looked at presidents and kings, and they all bowed before. This is not the Rasta man is just saying this. This is history saying that. And when His Majesty got coronated in the pomp and posture of the ceremony, the same way King David and King Solomon got coronated in all the psalms and the prayers and the priests and the anointing, His Majesty went through the same ordeal. His Majesty, as an emperor, there was no black emperor. His Majesty represent as a black man on the highest degree any black man could ever ascend to. There's never been a black man with a title more higher than His Majesty. His Majesty is the embodiment of the highest one could ascend to in life, in the human form as a man. And as a black man, there's never been a man more superior in titleship, leadership, statesmanship than His Majesty. These are not my words. These is just facts of history.
So let's get back down to New Providence, the Bahamas, or the wider Bahamas in general. What are you doing, the local branches here in the Bahamas, doing to celebrate this coronation?
Well, the greatest thing I and I can do in celebrating is not just throw a big party. The biggest celebration I and I could do is fellowship in giving thanks and praise. So when I and I come together and rally around ice, gold, and green, the flag of His Majesty, the colors, the banner, I and I give thanks to Him for life, good health and strength, peace and prosperity as I and I move forward. The same way how, maybe I would say, I don't like to, but the same way how the so-called Christian man will look at the importance of saying Easter a resurrection, they would call it. That's the same importance that I and I would give in terms of seeing His Majesty in that light.
So this day is important then?
Yes, this day. Without this day, there's no Rastafari. Because in 1927, the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey prophesied that, look to Africa, where a black man should be crowned king and your redemption should be near. And in 1930, that prophecy was fulfilled. And the followers, not all, but certain followers of Marcus Garvey, heeded to the message and saw that a black man was crowned king. So they saw a fulfillment in the words of Marcus Garvey. And one of the adherents, he was supposed to travel and see, or not see, but witness at the coronation. Whether he did or not, he came forward in 1931, 32, proclaiming the gospel, the good news of Rastafari crowning. And that would have been Leonard Percival Howell. A few months or a year later, another elder brethren from another walk of life, Joseph Nathaniel Hibbert, he came to Jamaica spreading the gospel and the good news that Haile Selassie, I crown in his glory, liveth. Another man came from another walk, Archibald Dunkley, proclaiming the same great news. So these three wise men who never interacted with each other, like they say Paul on the road to Damascus, got the epiphany of His Majesty. And they all came and start preaching this gospel. One might call it a coincidence that three men from who never had any type of crossing get a prophetic message and came forward proclaiming this gospel, this glory. I and I here in the Bahamas, whether it's the Bingi or the Bobo Shanti, the House of Rastafari, we would all celebrate our own unique way, giving thanks and praise. The House of Rastafari will be going to Freeport and commencing in the celebrating in doing something in Freeport. The Bobo Shanti, they will do something up at Fire Trail Road, and the Nyabingi, we will gather through Palima Street, and we'll have a three light from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. From the first to the third, we'll have something happening through Palima Street. And in their own private dwellings, you would have certain other Rasta groupings. But it's a universal thing where the Rastafari community recognize this day. This is the day you can say, put I and I on the map.
So can non-Rastafarians participate in this?
Of course.
Be observers?
Of course.
And how can they do that?
Just by attending. Just to come along.
So on Palima Street, on which day again I can show up, and how does one go about that?
Through Palima Street, we will gather on Friday. We'll be in our tradition, in the Nyabingi order, we'll commence on Friday with lighting the fire key.
And what time is that?
And that'll be 5 o'clock. And we're doing that at 5. Normally what we do is we wait till 12 and bring in the coronation. But this year, and knowing how the dynamics of previous years run, what we decided to do is we'll have the coronation at 5 o'clock.
5 p.m.
We start at 5 p.m. by lighting the fire key. That is lighting the fire. And that's significant in that fire is the fire that signifies the fall of Babylon. That fire is a Persian fire that, in an iritical or spiritual term, we see all that is unjust in this world being done away with.
So that's this Friday?
That would begin Friday at 5, because Ethiopia is 7 hours ahead of us. So we say if we do it at 5 o'clock, 7 hours behind, we'll commence with the brethren in Ethiopia, bringing in at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
So we'll have a liberation voice of lighting the fire key in fellowship. We light the fire, say psalms, we read, and we have some chants, and then we'll have a small fellowship of reasoning. And on the second, which is the actual celebration day, we give more chants, and we give more praise, and we could have a little reasoning and a little bit, yeah, a little reasoning where we want certain matters and topics, mm-hmm. whether pertaining to His Majesty or within the movement. But we basically will be doing more chanting and praise to His Majesty for everything He has done for I and I, because through this day and this coronation, that's a liberation, because of that day, I am liberated. I am liberated to be black conscious and to think black consciously. And this is all because of this particular day.
And you mentioned that Nyabingi and Bobushanti tend to have their own type of celebration. Are you familiar with what the SAC is doing? Or?
They would have, it's basically to give thanks. How I and I give thanks? By giving praise to the Almighty. Now, the way how I might give my praise to the Almighty in the words that I might choose may be a little bit words and the psalms and the way they would choose. But it's basically giving thanks and praise to the Almighty for everything He has done and what He represents to I and I on a whole as a community.
Okay. And just want to give a recap as we transition. Remind us of the days and how people can get in contact with you to celebrate and commemorate.
Okay. The days is Friday, November 1st through Sunday, November 3rd. We'll have a three light celebration. And this would begin... We beginning at 5, but we will be gathering from much earlier. At 5, we intend to kick off. We don't want to do a behemoth time and say, come at 5, and then 7 o'clock we just start. No, we want to light that fire starting at 5 o'clock. Who is there? They could all full take with I and I in love and unity.
Nice. I shall pass by. Again,
give that, thanks.
Go ahead.
I really want to give my number over there.
No problem. They can contact me. Or just call House of Rastafari, and House of Rastafari will give you more information. But this is Bingi Charlie, who we're speaking with. And I just want to thank him for coming by and giving the information.
Right? Thank you for having me.
My pleasure, man. Anytime, you just call me and reach out. This said, we're going to take a quick commercial break, Kermit. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. On the next side, we'll talk with our next guest from the visually impaired community and their activities they're having. So we'll be right back.
The Nassau Guardian is celebrating 180 years. And we want to thank you, our loyal readers, for helping to make this one of the oldest newspapers. We want you to be a part of our Vision Challenge giveaway promotion beginning October 28th through November 22nd. All you need to do is find the hidden Nassau Guardian 180 years logo printed every day in the Nassau Guardian newspaper, and you could win prize money. Just purchase your daily Nassau Guardian newspaper every day beginning Monday, October 28th. Find the 180th Nassau Guardian logo, cut out the page, mark the spot, write your name and phone number on that clipping, drop off your entries at our offices on Carter Street in Oaksfield, and every Friday, November 1st, November 8th, November 15th, and November 22nd, One drawing will take place. It's that simple.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Show, want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri, and we are just highlighting the events that's happening this week. Before we do that, because I have some guests online who's going to give some details, but I want to read this, right? This November, the National Guardian is celebrating 180 years of being instituted. And we want to thank you, our loyal readers, for helping us make this one the oldest newspaper in the region. We want you to be a part of our Vision Challenge giveaway and promotion beginning October 28th through November 22nd. Beginning October 28th through November 22nd. All you need to do is find the hidden Nassau Guardian 180 years logo printed every day in the Nassau Guardian newspaper, and you could win a prize and win prize money. Just purchase your daily Nassau Guardian newspaper every day beginning today, Monday, October 28th. Find the hidden 180th Nassau Guardian logo, cut it out. Cut that page out, mark the spot, write your name and phone number on that clipping, drop that clipping off to your entries at the offices on Carter Street in Oaksfield. And every Friday, that's what I said, every Friday, which is November 1st, November 8th, November 15th, and November 22nd, there'll be one drawing. And that one drawing will take place where we pick a lucky winner. And it's actually that simple. So that's the Nassau Guardian celebrating 180th. Anniversary Vision Challenge giveaway. So you got, I'm just reading that. Apparently I can't participate, even though I buy my Nassau Guardian and I know where the marking is, but that's okay. I want you win, and then perhaps you could leave me a donation or some sort like that. But we have some guests online. I'm excited to speak to them. We have, I know the president. Let me make sure I get the name correctly and make sure she can hear me. This is Ms. Kishula. Kishula, are you there? Hello. Patch that through there, Kermit. Make sure I get all of them. Hello, are you there? We ain't getting nothing through. Technical difficulties as we connect. And just for the visually impaired association, I will get the formal name shortly and get more details about the activities that they're planning. But as soon as you can hear me, Kishula, you can go ahead and formally state what's happening. Boy, these phones just embarrass you, know. Go ahead. Guardian Radio AM, C.A. Nuri. I can hear you in the background.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Nuri. This is Ms. Georgette Pratt.
Oh, okay, Ms. Georgette Pratt. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing well. It's good to hear your voice. I know you're doing some celebration there, and I see it. You're trying to call two calls at one time, but we'll start off with you. Remind the listening audience of what is happening.
Okay, so we are having a United Family South Out on Saturday, November 2nd, 2024. It's going to be held at St. Cecilia's Roman Catholic Church Parish Hall. And it's going to be from 8 a.m. to 12 noon,
and it's going to be a south out. I know your president should be on the next line, and I'll switch over. Go ahead.
Let me see.
Hello. Hi, Mr. Kermit. This is Kishula Johnson.
No, this is you're now live.
Oh, okay.
So, go ahead, Kishula. Explain what is happening. What organization?
Georgette is speaking also.
No, go ahead. I'm listening. You're listening to the background, but don't pay attention to that. Just talk directly to me.
Okay. Good morning, Mr. Nurian. How are you?
I'm always good.
Great. This is Keisha Johnson, chairperson of the United Family Social Group. And Ms. Georgette Pratt is my assistant secretary. Georgette, thank you for starting to let everybody know exactly what we're having. But Saturday coming is our first annual fundraiser that the United Family is having. It's actually a South Out, and we're having it to raise funds for persons with various disabilities and for our outreach program to help with senior citizens and children's homes. It's going to be at St. Cecilia's Roman Catholic Parish Hall, 3rd and 4th Street, Coconut Grove, from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. And we have all the good, delicious sauces on sale.
And I know I'm familiar with you, Keisha, right? Because you are visually impaired. Initially, I thought it was just for the blind and the visually impaired, but you're saying that this South Out, the funds will be used for the greater public? Give me some more detail on that.
Yes, sir. The group that I have, that I'm the chairperson of, it's called the United Family. We're a group of persons with various disabilities. In my group, we have persons who are blind. We have persons who are deaf. We have persons who have Down syndrome, who are autistic, who are amputees. We also have the bionic arm man in my group. Mm-hmm. Okay? So we have various disabilities in my United Family group. And we're a nonprofit group. We started November 1st, 2022, and we've been going strong ever since. We started with eight members. And now we have a total of 31 members at this time. And yes, we're doing the South Out to raise funds for other disabled groups in our community, to be able to help them also. Even though we might be a disabled group, we still want to reach out and help other disabled groups in our community, along with old folks home and children's home.
So if people want to partner with your organization, right? How can they do that? Is there a contact space?
Most definitely. If anybody wants to donate, purchase tickets, or volunteer, they can reach out to myself, Keisha Johnson, at 1-242-829-4466.
Okay, and the organization is called the United Family Social Group, right?
Yes.
And
you say, yes, sir. The United Family Social Group. We are a social group. We get together at least about once a month just to social.
And explain that, because that's new to me in terms of a social group for persons having challenges. Explain exactly what you mean by social group.
Okay. Normally, persons normally look down at people with disabilities. Whether you're blind, deaf, syndrome, persons normally look down at you, normally just leave you in a corner, and, you know, just throw you there. But our group is a group that we encourage persons. We don't judge. And like I say, you come out and you just socialize. And we also do church activities also. You know, we got to give God thanks and praise up in hell.
Yes.
So, yes, we do. We go to church. After church, we normally, we like to eat a little bit. So after church, we normally do a little lunch. And like I say, we come together in one love, strength, unity, and camaraderie. And if persons want to join, once you have a disability, our group is open for anyone with a disability. Once you have a disability, you're welcome to join. And you can always contact me, like I say, at 829-4466.
It's very important to feel empowered. And, you know,
yes,
you mentioned that persons with disabilities tend to be overlooked or disregarded,
yes,
right? And you and your members have come to people, right?
Yes, sir.
You saw a need. Why did you say, man, I'm going to start an organization, and in fact, a social organization for people with disabilities?
Well, to be honest with you, this is now coming into my 15th year of losing my eyesight. And with losing my eyesight, I know for a fact that persons normally, they don't get out and go anywhere. They look at you as, guess what? You're not no more in society, but we have to show them that, guess what? Y'all could party and have fun. We could party and we could have fun too. And that is what the United Family Group is all about. We socialize, we party, we have fun. You know what I mean? When you throw in the corner, we bring you out of that corner, we empower you, bring you out of that corner, encourage you, don't judge you, and make you feel like the person you were, the independent person you were before you got a disability.
Let's talk more about the South South. This can be your first South South. I know you've been existing for 2 years,
yes,
plus,
sir.
Right? But this is going to be your first major fundraiser besides the little small donations that you may have received.
Yes, sir.
How did you go about planning it in terms of getting donations, getting finance? How did that come about?
Okay, well, from January, I have a social committee. I say, guys, guess what? You know what we need to do? Let's try and plan for our anniversary. Let's try and plan a South-South. Everybody was on board. Persons on the social committee. Some of them are blind, and some have sight. So, like I say, we have various disabilities, you know. And so then I decided to get a fundraising committee together. So I have a fundraising committee together. I have some volunteers on that fundraising committee. And so we all just came together to collaborate and get everything together.
Okay.
Pretty much. In terms of donations and what have you. Now, my assistant... I have, now in my fundraising committee, I'm the chairperson, and so I have a secretary, Ms. Rose Munnings is my secretary on the fundraising committee. Ms. Georgette Pratt is my assistant secretary, and then I have treasurers, Christavia Smith, and I have my assistant treasurer is Austin Green on the fundraising committee, and then we have who came on stream, Ms. Davan Johnson, Ms. Ashley Humes, Mr. Troy Fisher, Mr. Javon Dean, Ms. Michelle Miller, they all came on stream. And so we all came together to collaborate. And so the volunteers would be Ms. Johnson and Ms. Miller and some others. And so they got the eyesight and they pulling it together. Ms. Johnson and Ms. Pratt, they are doing a great job. They pulling it together, making sure call. We sent out letters. We try to get donations and so forth. And So far, it has been feverishly, but we could still use some more donations to pull in by Saturday.
So who cooking? I mean, I know you're visually impaired. You?
Oh, but of course. Yeah. See, Nuri, I'm doing the cooking. Just joking.
I'm listening to her. I just going to say, okay. Which sauce I got?
Yes, sir. So with the donations, persons have donated us supplies and so forth for it. Thank God for that. And with meat wine, one or two members, families prepare the food, and otherwise we're having somebody else who's preparing the rest of food for us. Because, you know, we're having some juicy pig feed and chicken sauce, and we're having turkey sauce. Oh, and we're having some stew kong too. Okay. All the Johnny cake, all rolls. And we're having pastries. We're having drinks, pastries, and some conky kong fritters.
Nice. And will the members of your social group be out there so I can
Yes, most definitely. They will be out there, and we will be wearing our United Family Group T-shirts. We all just got brand new T-shirts to wear for Saturday. Yes, sir.
Can I buy a T-shirt?
Of course. Would you like to buy a T-shirt?
I want to buy a T-shirt.
Sure.
I got to call you and arrange for how much I get to get a T-shirt.
Oh, listen to me. I just got a T-shirt printed out again this morning. So if you need a T-shirt, you can get in contact with me, and I can have the printers and print your T-shirt for you. So that's no problem.
I appreciate that. And this event is happening on
Saturday.
This Saturday coming.
Yes, sir. November 2nd, because November our anniversary. Mm-hmm. So the 2nd is the South South.
Okay. And this is going to start at early as 8 a.m.?
8 a.m., yes, sir. We'll get you in early and get you out.
It's going to be 8 a.m. to 12 noon.
Noon, yes,
and it's
sir.
Going to be at St. Cecilia Church.
St. Cecilia's Roman Catholic Parish Hall. That's 3rd and 4th Street, Coconut Grove Avenue.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And this is your first annual fundraiser.
Yes, it's our first annual. Mm-hmm.
And the monies will be used to finance projects and assist the disability community.
Disability community, yes, sir. And our outreach program to help a senior citizen home and a children's home, yes, sir.
You mentioned senior citizen home, and senior citizen homes are now popular in the news, right?
Yes, sir.
Why did you decide to help and sponsor a senior citizen home? I know, like I said, the group has various disabilities people there. But mm-hmm. why did you choose to senior citizen home?
Well, why I chose a senior citizen home is because we got to remember our precious pearls and our precious gems. We have to remember them. You know, they might be the elderly, but sometimes the elderly is always forgotten. He's like the disabled. And so we have to let them see that, guess what? If we can rise up as a disabled group and we can help the elderly, then other persons can also do that also. And so a senior citizen's home are normally always forgotten. They just throw in, just left in. Some persons don't even go to see them, but we don't let them know that, guess what? We have a disability, but we're coming to see y'all. Mm-hmm. We're coming to see y'all and bring some gifts. That's what we're coming to do as a disabled group.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And again, I'm speaking to Ms. Keishla Johnson, who's
chairwoman.
Chairperson at the
United Family.
Yep. Which has been in existence now for 2 years. And
2 years, yes, sir. November 1st would make us 2 years in existence, starting with 8 members, and we have 31. Now, I know my assistant secretary, Georgette Pratt, she started to speak. I know she wants to say a little something, so...
Let me see if I can switch it over, because usually we do this via Zoom, and I'm having issues with the phone.
Yes.
Let's see if we can...
I'm on the scenario.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I appreciate
it. Yes.
And forgive me for this question, Ms. Pratt. What is your disability? I just want to listen to the audience to appreciate what is happening, so forgive me. Because, I like I said, I'm familiar with Keishla Johnson and her challenges, but I'm not familiar.
My disability is blindness as well. I am not totally blind, but I am legally blind, which means that I can see light. If you're standing in front of me, I can see your shadow. If you wave your hand, I can see that you're waving your hand, but I can't make out if it's your hand or whatever, but I'll see the shadow of it.
I understand.
And I can tell if it's waving up and down or sideways or whatever the key may be.
And you sound young. I don't know what age you are, but how important is it to have a social outreach organization? Because, I mean, I'm not sure if you still party or go out or whatever, what your challenge is. But now this organization has been started to make sure everyone is included with various mm-hmm. who have various challenges. How important is that?
What's the question again?
How important? Why did you join the organization? Why is it important?
Okay, the United Family Group is important because, one, like our chairperson said, persons with disabilities are often looked down by society, and I have never been in a group where no one judges you. And I must say that we are the first disabled social group. We do have other disabled organizations, but we are the first group of persons to think out of the box when we first started this group.
No, it's impressive, though. I never would have thought to have a group where you socialize just to be involved. And the idea that it has been started and it's active, 2 years now, people involved. And the age range is vast, you know, from extremely young to mature individuals. All mm-hmm. So y'all meet to have play games. That's exactly what the social group does.
Well, we do have social events where we play games, we dance or whatever. Just whatever is going on that day, we participate in.
Nice. I like that.
Well, I can speak more to that, Ms. Nuri. In terms of socializing, the group ranges from actually age 21 to about probably 69 or 70 in age group. So we go from the younger persons straight down to the mature persons. We have various types of persons in the group. And what we normally do is, whenever it's your birthday, we normally, cause we have a chat, and we go on this, we go on the chat, and we give you your birthday song, and your accolades, and everything when it's your birthday, make you feel really, really good. That's number one. Number two, like I say, we go to church, we try to do like a church, like every 3 months, or like probably like, Probably three times out of the year, because we will be going to church to bring in the new year, to end out this new year into 2025. We will be going to church. God says, like, December 31st. And what we also normally do is we just like to have fun, party, and socialize. We play games, like she said. We do karaoke too. We do karaoke, so trivia questions. We just have fun. Just bringing together everybody as one in camaraderie, love, unity, and strength. That's what the United Family is all about. That's what we strive on.
So does United Family have a building, like a place that you meet physically?
You know what? We don't have a building, but I use my home. Everybody, my home, my mom, Miss Davan Johnson, has opened up our home to the United Family. And it's in everything we basically just have right here. And man, everybody come. You can kick off your shoes, let loose, just have a good time. And you're welcome here with great honors.
Good. I'm glad that you your organization has started and come together to say, hey, this is what we're going to do. Before we transition, just going to remind everyone that this Saturday, that's correct, Ms. Johnson?
Yes, sir.
This Saturday at St. Cecilia's Catholic Church, which is in the Grove.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have a South South. This is the first major finance event, fundraising
yes,
event
sir.
That you're going to have. And it's going to be this Saturday starting at 8 a.m., 8 a.m. to 12 noon.
Yes,
and
sir.
You have a range of Souths and here you call it Stu Conk. You don't,
yes,
say, you don't say stew fish, but I mean, I hear you say stew conch. But,
stew conch, yes,
and various pastries and bread and thing would be on sale and available.
Yes, sir.
And how much is the price, just so I could know beforehand?
Okay, so the stew conch is $20, and the chicken, pig, and turkey is $15. And you're going to be getting some nice size cups, some scrumptious sauce. And listen, the conch fritters are going to be off the chain. They're going to be conky, conky. They're made by my mom herself, Miss Johnson, the conch fritter queen.
I appreciate that. And thanks very much for reaching out, right? And that's, again, this Saturday at St. Celia's Catholic Church at 8 a.m. The South out. United Family. I'm trying to write this name down again.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so we'll make sure I come past there and ensure that we support United Family Social Group at their first event.
Yes, sir. Our first fundraiser event. Yes, sir. And yes, persons can please come out and support, because we're doing this for the greater community, for persons with various disabilities, and our outreach program.
And again, speaking to me is Ms. Keishla Johnson, who's
the Johnson, the chairperson of the group. Yes, sir.
And Ms. Georgette Pratt, who's assistant secretary.
Assistant secretary of the United Family. Yes, that's my little assistant. She does all of my work for me, what needs to be typed out and done, and every single thing. That's my little assistant.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you very much for reaching out. I'll definitely pass by for this Saturday, and we'll just transition and take this break.
Okay, thank you so much for having us on, sir. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. We're going to go straight to the commercial there.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
We'll be right back. And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri about to close out the show. We have about three more minutes to go. Earlier, we had Naya Bingi Charlie, who's on, who was mentioning their event that they are having commemorating the coronation of Haile Selassie and his wife, Empress Menen. And they're inviting us to celebrate that, some chants and activities amongst the group. The host of Rastafari is traveling to Grand Bahama, where they're going to have various events. And he went in into detail about how the different Rastafarian sects celebrate this coronation. And it's one of the most important events on that Rastafarian calendar. So I was excited to learn about that. As they become more inclusive of including the general Bohemians involved with Rastafarianism in general. And of course, we had Ms. Johnson, who's the chairperson of the United Family fundraiser group, a social group that is. And they have an event this Saturday at St. Cecilia's Church. They have their first, and they say soon to be annual. It's not annual yet. Their first event, inaugural, like I think that's what they call it. The inaugural event, or they're having sauce out, and they have stew fish. And of course, she said Conky Kong Fritters by her mom. That is important. There's a new organization. It's a social organization where they try to make sure all those persons who are facing challenges are being included. It's an interactive group, and they make effort to have various social events for people. So just in case you have some challenges and then you find that your loved ones is, for lack of a better word, trapped at home, not being involved, this is an opportunity to join that organization. This is an opportunity to sponsor that organization, to make sure that all Bohemians, all persons living in the Bahamas who are going through challenges has outlet and be themselves, to be included, right? So I'm very impressed they do exist, and I wanted to commend her and her team for the number of activities that they're doing. And despite their challenges, they're using the funds that they garner to help other people in the community. You know, they mentioned old folks' homes, their children home, where they plan to give back. And that says wonders about their community of persons who challenge with challenges are prepared to help other people with challenges. So that's good. But this has been Guardian Radio with C.A. Nuri. We're closing now. Have a good day.